This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2155. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, short and medium wave. On this edition recorded September 8th, WRTH continues. Angola, Antarctica, Australia, Benin, Canada, Colombia, Congo, Cuba, France, International Atmosphere, International Vacuum, Ireland, Korea South, Mali, Nigeria, North America, Solomon Islands, Spain, Sweden, Turkey, UK, USA, Vanuatu, Venezuela, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, let us begin with some good news. The World Radio TV Handbook continues. As of September 8th, this from the new website, WRTH.org. The next edition of the world's most comprehensive and up-to-date guide to broadcasting will be published in December 2022 in a printed and a digital version. The Directory of Global Broadcasting was published by WRTH Publications Limited in the UK until 2022. The rights have now been transferred to Radio Data Center GmbH, RDC, in Freising, Germany. After 7 decades as a book, the WRTH, the Directory of Global Broadcasting, will now also be available as a web app. Günter Lawrence, founder and CEO of Radio Data Center, says, "The directory is an indispensable reference for interested radio listeners, avid DXers, and all those who move professionally in the world of radio. We're pleased it will also be available online as a web app." Radio Data Center GmbH was created in 2012 to provide professional data delivery and services for broadcast, radio-related business and industries. Günter Lawrence had founded FMList, the world's most comprehensive and up-to-date database of FM broadcasting, already in 1986. It went online in 2005 at fmlist.org and was soon followed by MWList for medium wave and short wave. The worldwide RDC team defines their work, extending the community-supported databases to professional level, as being cartographers of the global radio landscape. Last week we noted that Radio Nacional de Angola was gone again from shortwave 4949.7. Lucio Otavio Bobrovic in Brazil sums it up this way. It returned on July 13th after being off since March, most likely due to elections that took place on August 24th. After this event ended, RNA was already off the next day, August 25th. The current president of Angola, João Lourenço, MPLA, was declared August 29th the winner of the elections. There had been a 27-year civil war after independence from Portugal between MPLA and UNITA. They fought each other until 2002, with more than 500,000 dead. My monitoring of LRA 36 Antarctica on 15475.98 reduced carrier upper sideband. It was on the air Saturday, September 3rd, from 1452, with the 19th program of the 2022 cycle, until it went off the air at 1605. Of course, always monitored via remotes in Argentina. The next broadcast should have been Wednesday, September 7th, with another new program, but instead they repeated the previous program before the previous Saturday, that is, one originally aired on the 27th of August for the Day of Radio Broadcasting. That came on the air finally at 15:19 and went off the air at 16:15. Gary Pence in Dallas likes to explore what can be heard via the remote in Half Moon Bay, California, and he reports Shortwave Australia, 4835 in English, Ladies Harmonizing, Putting on the Ritz, before and after 14 UT on September 3rd. Then the DJ was talking about having a soldering iron on the table repairing a broken pickup cable on one of the record decks. Strongest signal I've heard so far, S9, into that remote. Medium wave DXers in southwest Canada and northwest CONUS have been reporting TWR Benin around 0345 UT on 1566 and 1467 kHz. That's much further than I am, so I should be able to hear them too, right? Well, yes, but just barely audible carriers. I was able to detect September 7th around that same hour. They are also in there in the evenings when we cannot hear them in our afternoons, But fortunately, these morning broadcasts are an all-darkness path, of course, way across the Atlantic to North America. Schedules indicate they start about 0320 UT. 1476 is weaker, although supposedly higher-powered, because it's directional toward Nigeria, while 1566 is for West Africa in general. Sunrise at the Paracu site, Benin, is almost 0540. The morning times in English on 1566 per WRTH are 0320 to 330 Monday through Friday, 0430 to 05 on Saturday, and again at 0530 to 545 Monday through Friday, otherwise in Hausa. According to IB, the only English segment on 1476 is Sundays between 0447 and 517 UT. We don't have the exact date, but Golden West CHAB 800 in Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan, is 100 years old. A special commemorative sticker has been issued to mark the occasion. A historical account of those 100 years on the air can be found on the Canadian Communications Foundation website, according to broadcasting-history.com. Also from Canadian Radio News and IRCADX Monitor, Bell, Canada's largest telephone company, owns CTV and is facing a public relations nightmare over terminating news anchor Lisa Laflamme's contract. Even the Wendy's restaurant chain in Canada has temporarily changed their Wendy logo to gray hair from red in support of Lisa's decision to stop dyeing her hair blonde when COVID-19 lockdowns began. Each public statement by Bell regarding their motives for Lisa's forced departure only seemed to make things worse, especially in light of a court case that just came to trial, where one of Bell's top salesmen was fired because of a drop in productivity while undergoing chemotherapy. Manuel Mendez in Spain reports Colombia on 6017, September 4th at 0346, with Colombian songs, but eclipsed by Romania 6015 at 0358. Harold Froge in Michigan was also detecting it September 4th at 0436. Weak music under interference and utility at about 6016.9. John Hudak in Ontario says this would be Organización Radial El Prado. Last time I heard them was in April or May. And Ron Howard reminds us of this info from Rafael Rodriguez in Colombia 5 months ago. Signal on 6017.2 is a Colombian pirate, Organización Radial El Prado. They've been operating irregularly for a year with long music sessions. Not heard every day, but also on FM 88.1 and 98.1, presumably also pirates. It seems to be transmitting from the municipality of Palermo in the department of Magdalena. Ron Howard reports it further, 6016.97, September 6th. Still on the air at 0525, but gone by 0541. And Harold Froge in Michigan reports it, September 8th, a detectable carrier at least centered close to 6017.0. Radio Congo, Brazzaville, continues to be heard on 6115 for that new transmitter they got thanks to Chinese aid, both in the mornings before 06 UT and in the evenings after 18 UT for less than half an hour, as frequently monitored by Manuel Mendez in Spain. Also heard by Ron Howard in California, and I get a barely audible signal, which must be that. Their evening broadcast, of course, to hear only via remotes. In the British DX Club, Alan Pennington found some Congolese press reports about this. The chief of staff to the Minister of Communication and Media received a new shortwave transmitter August 30th after several tests carried out. It was installed at the transmitter center, Joue, D-J-O-U, acute E, by Chinese experts. It was a two-month process, also involving some FM transmitters. Kai Ludwig comments, "You may remember someone in Brazzaville stated a sesquia year ago that shortwave is gone because they now have DVB-T2. This transmitter network was built by China as well, like in a number of other African countries. I guess, in the process, the Chinese said, well, we could also replace this oldie donated by the West German taxpayer 3 decades ago for whatever reason." So 6115 came back. Something's always wrong at Radio Havana, Cuba. For example, 11670 was in English on the air long after it was supposed to end in Spanish, September 5th at 0622, while 6100, September 6th at 0637, was in the wrong language, Spanish, instead of English. Communication of the British DX Club points out that Radio for Peace International, no relation to the old station in Costa Rica, has registered a schedule with HFCC for transmissions from Auroe, A-U-R-O-S, in southwest France, about 40 kilometers southwest of Bordeaux, with 1 kilowatt. Does this mean the French government is now licensing private shortwave stations? Anyhow, here's the registered schedule so far, not reported actually on the air by anyone. 09 to 11, 21565. 09 to 23, 17520. 15 to 23, 11830. 18 to 20, 12005. And 18 to 24 UT, 7290. The first ones are destined for Europe, Mideast, and Africa, while the last one is designated for Europe only. International atmosphere. In the Michigan ARA tip sheet, thanks to pilot Paul Dobosch for elucidation, Harold Froge provides this segment, titled Air Traffic Controllers You Might Hear from Our Side of the Continent. Now, some of these go by names which you may not recognize. For example, Santa Maria refers to Azores. Atlantico refers to Recife, Brazil. Some other possibilities with unexpected names. Bodo, B-O-D-O, is Norway. Brazza, well, that's Brazzaville, Congo. Sinamer, as in Central America, is Honduras. Kano is Nigeria. Mpiarco is Trinidad. More about this at HF Underground under MWARA. What's the frequency, Kenneth? Not listed here, but you'll find many of them in the IB rosters of frequencies mixed in with broadcasters. More from this information in MARE. Some airlines occasionally use a name other than their company. Speedbird is British Air. Shamrock is Aer Lingus, Ireland. Redwood is Virgin America. Orange Liner is Jetstar Japan. Brickyard is Republic Airways. Waterski is Transstate Airline. Blue Streak is Pacific Southwest Airways. And Orange is TUI Airways from the Netherlands. International Vacuum Non, one of the greatest professional DXers, has died. The famous radio astronomer Frank Drake at the age of 92. Mike Terry passes on this from Daily Mail in the UK. Frank Drake secured his first job at the National Radio Astronomy Observatory at Green Bank, West Virginia, in April 1958. And 2 years later, he launched Project OZMA, O-Z-M-A, the first ever to use radio transmissions to hunt for aliens. He became a man of many more achievements. In the British TX Club, September 5th, Alan Pennington says, Spirit Radio, County Donegal, Ireland, is back on the air on 549 kHz after being off for a number of months. There's co-channel GLFM in Algeria, which is probably stronger. That is 600 versus 25 kilowatts. There was Irish and World News in English and Sports News at 20 UT until 2006 on Spirit Radio. Reminder via IRCA DX Worldwide 2 from Francesco Clemente in the Arctic Radio Club. On 11 September, RAI radio broadcast on medium wave will cease from Italy. Via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigantic hertz, World of Radio, 2155. A non-commercial service, like our website, worldofradio.com. Still anticipating some financial support, which might have been sent, not necessarily in U.S. fund, via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. Or by money order or check on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID, OK, 73702. In his shortwave programming column for Communication of the British DX Club, Alan Rowe writes about KBS World Radio, South Korea. A favorite program of mine is traditional music in English and other language services, French, German, and Russian, but not Spanish. Commentary is in the relevant language. The English title is Sounds of Korea, a challenge to hear, so I usually catch the French version. Also, due to copyright issues, only the latest edition of Sounds of Korea is available on their website, Listen Again. That is world.kbs.co.kr/service/listen_again.htm. The episode was devoted to music works inspired by classical literature and traditional rites. Just a short 15-minute program, most enjoyable. I appreciated the way the Korean traditional music was updated with modern pop music, creating a great sound. Sometimes to hear it each week are Sounds of Korea in English, Thursday, Friday, and Sunday at 1010 UT on 9770, in French Thursday at 1945 on 6145 via Wolverton, and at 2045 5950 via France, in German Thursday at 1945 on 3955 Wolverton, and in Russian Thursday at 1345 on 9645 and 1845 on 11785 via Wolverton, UK. Mali's own national broadcaster, not the CRI relays, is easily heard on 5995 over a darkness path from around 06 UT, but not their evening broadcast. For that I needed to tune in a remote much closer, such as the Canary Islands. On Saturday, September 3rd, I tuned in at 1852 and found it in English. They have a weekly English broadcast about that time, on Saturdays only, which Manuel Mendes in Spain had reconfirmed the previous week. I could hardly understand the heavy accent of the woman speaker, but the man was a bit better. They had something about a traditional medicine app, a deforestation around Timbuktu, and an English learning competition. This lasted until 1906, back into music and not French. Voice of Nigeria continues to appear on only one of its possible three or four frequencies, measured about 7254.933, both morning and evening. Now, not always on the air when I check after 06 UT, and usually on the air, however, in their evening when I have to listen via remote receiver in the Canary Islands, where the signal is not as strong as you would expect if it's really full power. English is at 1630 until 19 UT, and reception does improve toward the end of it, when China in Turkish takes over the frequency from much further away, but much stronger. Listening much later than I am ever awake, or is it much earlier, John Perry in Indiana, using the remote in the Canaries, on September 6th, says he heard VON in English at 0847, with news at 09, and followed by a program of music, African Safari. So apparently this English broadcast is from 08 until 10. We haven't mentioned it for a while, but the Antichrist Pirate, station YHWH, somewhere in western North America, is still being reported. If anyone hears it, Rick Barton in Arizona does, on 7475, such as September 5th, lecture in progress at 0305, and also September 6th at 0315, with lectures by Josiah Elias. Via Brian Clark in New Zealand, this from Dr. Martin Hadlow, a DXer, but formerly, 1980 to 1984, head of development and training for the Solomon Islands Broadcasting Corporation. He now says, this month, SIBC is celebrating 70 years of radio broadcasting. The original SIBS went on the air through station VQO Haniara on 23 September 1952. Thus, the 70th anniversary will be celebrated on Friday, 23 September 2022. To mark the event, SIBC will issue a special EQSL card to long-distance listeners who report hearing the station, either medium-wave or short-wave, on that day. Send reception reports with appropriate program details to SIBC at sibcnews@solomon.com.sb. Of course, the shortwave frequency to check is 5020, which Ron Howard often logs, at least until 12 UT, but often left on the air two or three hours more. The daytime frequency 9545 has not been reported in a long time, presumed inactive. It used to go off at 0500. On Spain's token English broadcast, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 2200 to 2230. To North America on 17855 and three other frequencies. On September 5th, Justin Coe introduced his new colleague for a third person in the English section. Her name is Helena Rigobert, and she has an interesting background, having studied in South Korea, but no explanation of how come she speaks English. She was also involved with a Busan FM station, BEFM, which was especially for English learners. Allen also points out that Justin Coe has another program on domestic R&E Radio 3 featuring blues music. Over 750 editions can be found in the audio archive. It's titled Ruta 61, R-U-T-A 61. Referring to Highway 61 north from New Orleans. Anders Stigofors news from Expressen in Sweden. A man fell from a high mast in Varberg, September 4th, 130-meter high radio mast. They don't point out explicitly, but this must be about SAQ, the VLF station on 17.2 kHz. He was taking down scaffolding after a paint job on the towers. Voice of Turkey does not always manage to be on the air by 22 UT for English to North America on 9830, but sometimes it does manage to stay on after 23 UT on the same frequency for a German broadcast which is not supposed to air. This happened on September 5th. On September 7th, when English was on the air, the Feeling Supreme show was about natural remedies for vertical swings. What? No, it's varicose veins. He's hard to understand. Our condolences to the British Commonwealth on the passing of Her Majesty. In our DX Commonwealth, we're sorry to learn of the passing of one of the founders of the International Radio Club of America, Larry Godman. His wife had notified Stan Weisbach. He was in Missoula, Montana, losing his battle with cancer on September 6th. And I had the pleasure of meeting him when we were both in Denver. Since September 16th is already the third Friday of the month, do not expect to hear World of Radio on IRRS 7290, Friday at 1815, nor on 1323 medium wave, but all the other relays. Playbacks continue. Immediately following one of our World of Radio airings on WRMI, 9395, UT Wednesday, September 7th at midnight, Jazz from the Left aired, Left Coast, that is. The host thought he would be on the air Tuesday afternoons on 11580. That's a frequency WRMI abandoned years ago. I wish they would still use 11 and 13 megahertz for good daytime coverage, especially in the winter season. Anyhow, the current sched grid shows these times for Jazz from the Left. Saturday at 22 on 9395, Sunday at 02 on 9395, Tuesday at 20 on System B but Internet only, Wednesday at midnight 9395 and 7780. The DJ really has a laid-back style. Last week we reported WEWN missing from its Spanish frequency at night, 5970, but September 5th at 01, they were back again, but off again when I rechecked at 0624. So I wonder if they are no longer trying to be all night, or is it just sporadic? The Arctic Radio Club Inside Radio reported on 30 August opposition to sale of 18 radio stations, including WAQI 710 and WQBA 1140 in Miami. A highly controversial sale of 18 Spanish-language radio stations to Latino Media Group, running into more opposition at the FCC. A petition to deny the $60 million sale has been filed by a loyal listener to Radio Mambi. John Filiozzi comments, what's really going on here is the station's previous ownership ran programming of a more conservative nature, a la Fox, and the new owners are feared by certain anti-Castro and pro-Trump members of the Cuban community to be more liberal. Their objections are entirely politically based. Another station celebrating 100 years is WABC in New York. Kevin Redding forwarded the story from the New York Post on September 6th, a look back at WABC Radio's incredible moments as it turns 100. I'm not sure how they calculate that since there have been lots of changes in New York radio. I think it was originally CBS or something like that. September 8th at 0650 UT, I had Hymns overriding KOA Denver on 850. They were coming from the northeast, while KOA's from the northwest. Surely it was KFUO, a daytimer in Clayton, Missouri. Although possibly it could have been WQRM in Duluth. From Lou Johnson on September 4th, WTNI, Biloxi, Mississippi, is the station of the transmitter that was cycling on and off every 1 or 2 seconds for months on 1640. They are now totally off the air. Either their transmitter finally bit the dust, or they forgot to pay the electric bill, or maybe management just gave up. I never heard any advertising on that station. They had a good signal into Atlanta at night, running 1 kilowatt. Ground conductivity must be excellent there. Another X-bander is silent, 1660 WBCN, Charlotte, North Carolina. Andrew Braid reports in the medium wave circle that IRCA says it surrendered its license on 24 August, confirmed by the FCC. On 31 December 2020, it went silent following loss of its transmitter site. A couple of months later, it swapped call letters with 770 WJBX, but remained silent. Never returning to the air, the license for 1660 has been surrendered. It was new on the air in December 2003 as WFNA, with talk and sports in various episodes, a couple of years as classic rock, and was reported often in the UK, especially in the first decade. Vanuatu continued to be missing from its third harmonic 11835. Every night, the first 5 nights in September, I checked after 0600. But actually, it may have been on the air because the fundamental frequency had changed. On September 5th, Ron Howard found it on 7932, which would be the second harmonic of 3966 instead of 3945. This is also around 06 UT, the third harmonic on 11898, and maybe the fourth would be on 15864. And was then heard by others, including Don Moen in Alberta, and on September 6th by myself on 7932.056. And I then measured a JBA carrier on what would be the third harmonic, 11898.086. There's more, yet another frequency of change. Ron Howard found after 0659 UT, September 7th, 7932 was off the air, but he found it instead on 8620.22, as well as what would be the fundamental, 4310.11, and the third harmonic, 12930.33. September 8th, after 07 UT, I was also hearing 8620.381, which had the best reception, and 4310.19, and 12930.6. I was about to contact Adrian Sainsbury of Radio New Zealand, who has helped out many Pacific Island stations fix their problems, but we already have this via Ron Howard. From Brian Clark in New Zealand, he says, message just received from Adrian Sainsbury. I do not know about the current state at VBTC. I will try to find out. A month ago, Cordio were working on the transmitter at VBTC. I informed them of the various harmonic frequencies the transmitter was radiating on. So Brian advised Adrian of the current rogue schedule as we know it from the past few days. Get 'em while you can. I'm still hearing that missionary station on 4940, which is on all night, with religious music and relaying programming from Fuerza de Paz. But is it in Colombia or Venezuela? It's been on the air over a year, and it's not really been pinned down. I heard it September 5th at 0627. But this came in from Rafael Rodriguez in Bogota. Thanks to the activation of a Kiwi SDR in the town of Facatativa, very close to Bogota, I can perform a radio location of the signal on 4940 through the TDOA function. I do it through the Kiwis in Bonaire, Boa Vista, and Facatativa, and attach the image with a result. Although not conclusive, it reaffirms my theory that the signal originates in Venezuela, according to the image from Estado Apure. Recall, shortly after it appeared, I also got a TDOA in the same general area of southwest Venezuela, near the Colombian border. His finding gives the coordinates as 7.20 north, 69.00 west. WRTH had placed it as the only shortwave station left in Colombia. Now, it certainly appears to be unlicensed, so consider it a pirate, not clandestine. The propagation outlook from SWPC. ANKNC is peaking at 15 and 4 on September 14th, 14 and 3 on the 25th to 27th, 22 and 5 on the 30th, and look out, 50 and 6 by October 1st, with G1 minor storm conditions. Solar flux in the 120s until September 22nd and 24th, down to 115. That's World of Radio. 2155. Glenn Hauser here. Thanks a lot for listening, and I hope you'll hear me again next week with a standard disclaimer.